The Appalachian Queer Film Festival is back in West Virginia after taking a hiatus. Emily Allen reports people in the Charleston area spent the weekend watching LGBTQ-themed cinema at the Flora Lee Hart Cohen Theater.
It's Friday night, and we're in a small, intimate theater underneath the Taylor Books coffee shop in downtown Charleston. That music you hear is the opening credits to a feature-length film called To the Stars. It's about a withdrawn teenager, Iris, in rural Oklahoma, who befriends a new girl in her class from the city. Here's the opening scene. Iris's mom is making her daughter a prom dress.
You are going to that prom? I'll have to sell my body to get you a date.
This film kicked off the 2019 Appalachian Queer Film Festival, an event celebrating queer-related cinema with rural or Appalachian ties. Here's John Matthews, co-founder and co-curator for the festival.
You know, we try to have, you know, films that kind of make you think and see things in a different light.
Matthews is a filmmaker currently living in Los Angeles, but he grew up in West Virginia. When he agreed to start a film festival in his home state with friend Tim Ward, an Appalachian, now in New York, Matthew says the title alone was the selling point.
He's like, it's the Appalachian Queer Film Festival. I'm like, done. You've got me. Sold. That was the pitch right there. That was all I needed to hear.
Ward and Matthews managed to secure a grant from the West Virginia Humanities Council. The festival they put together later that year eventually made its way into several national magazines, including Vice, IndieWire, and the Huffington Post. A couple years later, Matthew says the Appalachian Queer Film Festival was noticed by a different organization.
Well, in 2016, the Koch brothers, the notorious Koch brothers, did a study on government waste in West Virginia.
The Koch brothers-funded study, Wild and Wasteful West Virginia, said the festival was using state dollars to show films that, quote, many taxpayers would find objectionable. Whether it was related or not, the West Virginia Humanities Council ultimately decided against renewing the festival's grant.
You know, a small festival like that, you know, it's kind of really hurts.
This weekend was the festival's first time back since taking a hiatus. For Matthews, the Appalachian Queer Film Festival is about more than bringing queer films to West Virginia. It's about showing the rest of the world parts of West Virginia that often don't make the big screen.
We want to bring good film here, but also like to bring people from out of state here and show them like, hey, like we don't meet all the stereotypes that you might have in your head. Like we're much more open-minded and we love good cinema.
Matthew says he's confident the group will have another festival next year. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.